I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. The 2018 midterms are all over but the shouting. There's plenty of shouting, though.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
Let me ask, if I may ask one other question, Mr. President, are you worried?
That's enough.
President Trump today in what can only be described as an off-the-rails news conference. Soon after that wrapped up, news broke that Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be leaving his job. We're following that, along with other ways the midterms will have an impact on trade, immigration, climate change, and U.S. foreign policy. Let's start with one of the big headlines from yesterday's vote. It was a huge night for women.
This is the story of this election cycle. Women stepping up to lead, to take back our country and take back the agenda in Washington.
That's Jackie Rosen, who won a tight race in Nevada for the Senate. In the House, a record number of women will now serve. The outgoing Congress had set the previous record for women members at 84. Now that number is expected to go over 100. Two women in particular broke new ground. Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib became one of two Muslim women, the first ever to win congressional seats. The other, Ilhan Omar, in Minnesota's 5th congressional district. Omar is also the first Somali to win a House seat. The World's Allison Herrera is in Minneapolis, and she was at Ilhan Omar's victory party last night. So, Allison, Omar's victory seems like a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal, and it also isn't a big deal. I talked with a number of Somali women that were there at the victory party, and they said, you know, it's a big deal for them to have somebody elected that looks like them, that they feel is going to represent their interests. And it isn't a big deal in that Minnesota's 5th congressional district is pretty solidly blue. And Ilhan Omar's predecessor, Keith Ellison, was the first Muslim elected to Congress, and he really paved the way for her candidacy. She really swept into office. I mean, there was really no question. She won 78% of the vote. Ilhan Omar talked last night at her victory party about how important it was that a refugee, a Somali woman, was elected to Congress. She also said something to the effect of, in Minnesota, we don't just welcome refugees, we send them to Washington.
Immigrants promised the land of opportunity are too often met with bigotry and hate. I could not stand by on the sidelines and watch those promises go unkept.
Any other firsts where women are concerned?
Yes. Two Native American women are going to be going to Congress next year. That is Sharice Davids in Kansas' 3rd District and Deb Holland in New Mexico's 1st District. Also in Minnesota, Peggy Flanagan won the lieutenant governorship alongside Tim Walz. She's going to be the first Native American woman to hold that office.
So two Native Americans going to Congress and one lieutenant governor in Minnesota. There were 54 Native Americans, though, running state and locally. Is this a record?
It is something of a record, absolutely. And I asked Peggy Flanagan, the newly elected lieutenant governor of Minnesota, why so many Native American women were running for office this time around.
You know, some folks have said, like, oh, is it a response to Donald Trump? And, you know, I think in some ways that cheapens what we've been trying to do, which is, you know, for a long time, Native folks have been registering to vote, turning out to vote, flipping seats across the country, and it is the natural next step that we would run for office ourselves.
Are there any political differences between the Native American candidates who won? Are they all Democrats?
That's great that you asked that question, Marco, because there actually was, here in Minnesota, there was a Republican lieutenant governor that was running, and she was from the Red Lake Nation, Donna Bergstrom.
But she lost to Peggy Flanagan, correct?
She lost to Peggy Flanagan, yes.
Another Native American.
Another Native American.
The World's Allison Herrera at the studios of Minnesota Public Radio in Minneapolis. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marco.
By the way, we have a list of all the history-making women from yesterday's election. That's at theworld.org.